For it is from within, from the human heart, that evil intentions come. In the name of God, Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer. Amen. I had a friend in seminary who loved Elvis Presley. And I remember when we had our party after our graduation from seminary, it might have been after our ordination from the transitional diaconate, that's a mouthful, went over to his house, and out came the gifts, and then many of them were Elvis gifts. And there was the Elvis clock, and there was the Elvis picture of Graceland. And I was reminded again of how celebrities and public figures take on a life of their own after they die. Elvis died the summer after my first year of college, August 16th, 1977, and his legend continues to live on. This of public loss, most summers are that way, someone, a public figure that we know dies, but this summer seems a little bit different to me. Not only did a public figure of stage, screen, music die, a political figure that reminds us of other political figures died. There are the state funerals, as well as documentaries and entertainment segments that chronicle the great events of these people's lives, but also the infamous moments that we all know too well about. Some seem to be youth, seeming youth, with Michael Jackson, who was born the same year I was, whose talent mesmerized my generations and generations that came after me. When I was a young and the Jackson 5 were very big, ABC was one of my favorite songs. And I used to have actually a bike routine that if you... And so I would take my little tape recorder out and get my bike, and I had a whole choreographed routine, Jesse, to ABC. Later, as I graduated from college and then in law school, I remember going to job interviews, flying across the country with my little, I was a tape player at that time, Jackson's big album on which Thriller was. And I remember that video, and that video lives on and on and on. And even in today's Sun, if you've read the Sun today, sequence on how to dance the Thriller dance. On and on and on. And many of us were service. These past few days, another public figure has died that elder generations remember, particularly the whole family, the Kennedy family. We're reminded with Edward Kennedy's death, who died not as a but as a lion. We are reminded in his death not only of all the things he accomplished, but of his brother Robert's death, for many a very important time in our lives, and his Jack's death as president of that family and all that we are admirers or not. In my family, there was a great division, so we never spoke politics in my family, especially in the and I remember. My father was definitely, and my mother was. Wherever you are, of Edward Kennedy, but also Michael Jackson and other publishers, affect us deeply, and we are changed in some way. There'll always be a deep fascination with icons of American history. And just like Graceland, Neverland, and the Kennedy compound in Hyannisport will hold our imagination. Why is that? Fame has a way of putting the human condition on display front and center. The human condition that is wondrous and not so wondrous at all. And it seems that just when fame and public renown come to a person, the moral rug is pulled out from under them. The Gospel of Mark today talks about where evil comes from. And it does come from within, from the human condition, from the choices we make in our lives. And if you read that list in Mark, you can be reminded of many public figures and what has happened in their lives. These figures who passed from our midst this summer capture this Gospel of Mark quite well. But we all, in the funerals and memorial services that we watch and attend, we all seek for those better moments in their lives, to find that those we love and admired were doers of the word, as the letter of James says. Doers of the word and cared for the widows and orphans and for those less fortunate, that their lives had a positive influence in the grand scope of history. It is impossible for any human, and especially a public figure, to be unstained from the world. To be a doer of the world often means we must be stained by the world. For our public figures that have fallen, and most of us have fallen just as those public figures, just not so publicly, our great hope is for redemption. We hope for grace. In these memorial moments at funerals that we listen to, personal funerals that we attend in our lives, we all tune in for that moment of grace in a person's life. We usually don't hear folks talk about grace in theological terms. We don't talk about divine grace or irresistible grace or prevenient grace or convicting grace or saving grace. But we hear in the story of their lives that moment of redemption. Maybe Bono from U2 said it best in a line from the song Grace. Grace, she takes the blame, she covers the shame, removes the stain. Or another popular group, the Indigo Girls, this is from their song. There was a time I asked my father for a dollar, and he gave it a $10 raise. There was the time I asked my father for a dollar, and he gave it a $10 raise. Some say justice is getting what you deserve, mercy is not getting what you deserve, and grace is getting what you absolutely don't deserve. Everyone probably has some favorite sentence on redemption or grace. For me, watching the Kennedy funeral yesterday, the height of yesterday's service were the words of Ted Kennedy Jr. Ted Jr., who lost his leg to bone cancer at age 12, said it best for all of us. My father was not perfect, but my father believed in redemption, and he never surrendered. St. Francis of Assisi said, above all the grace and gifts that Christ gives to his beloved is that of overcoming self. I'm going to say that one again. Above all the grace and gifts that Christ gives to his beloved is that of overcoming self. We see that in so many lives of public figures. And as I saw that group of past presidents sitting there, I couldn't help but think they were listening to that as well, to that word of redemption, that word of grace, for all the places that they made mistakes, for we all make mistakes, and looking for that sustaining grace of doing the word. Ted Kennedy was the only Kennedy brother of that family that survived and died of natural causes, and he had a great burden to bear. Some of us are not given that burden, but we earn that burden by where we go in life. He had the perseverance to overcome his self, that self that made infamous choices again and again and again. That's what I take away from this summer, is that place of grace and redemption in our life, in our stories, in the stories of those we love, of the stories of those we have loved and lost, that we see no longer but love still, that redemption is alive, alive always. I'd like to close with a prayer from Frederick Buechner. Let us pray. Listen to your life. See it for the fathomless mystery it is. In the boredom and pain of it, no less than in the excitement and gladness. Touch, taste, smell your way to the holy and hidden part of it. Because in the last analysis, all moments are key moments, and life itself is grace. Amen.